This is Kate from conversationswithkate.net, inviting you to join us and improve your listening comprehension while you learn from conversations with my guests from all over the world. I created this podcast for English language learners who want to stress less and become more confident when speaking in English. This is episode 10. Kirsten and I continue our conversation about the blizzard, gardening, and now climate change.
I'm a little bit worried that I've planted too early because we still will have what's called dogwood winter when the dogwoods bloom. Mm-hmm. We'll have blackberry winter when the blackberries flower. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't happened yet, so I'm pretty sure we'll have two more cold snaps.
Well, you see, when I was earlier in my gardening life, I was always breaking my neck. Cover this, cover that. Is it going to freeze tonight? Oh, I have to go cover everything. Oh, I have to go do this. I better water because then it won't freeze, or, you know, and all that stuff. And it just drove me insane. So now I'm just trying to work with what's available to me in this climate this year, this season. And, you know, like my tulips came up a couple weeks ago. And I'm just like, oh, well, you know, they're probably not going to bloom. They're probably all frozen off right now. I don't really know. And I didn't run out and cover them, you know, because I'm just like, you're on your own. That's kind of what I tell my gardens now. You're on your own.
And they will bloom another year.
I'm thinking they will.
They can save their energy, actually, and it might be what they need, rest.
Exactly, you see. And if I had interfered with that, I would be cutting off next spring's spectacular blooms. You never know. I guess I'm just trying to let things happen as they do.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, this whole conversation and the idea of it being a major blizzard in Minnesota on April 15th in the spring, mm-hmm. uh-huh. brings me to a question about gardening and about climate change, I guess. So mm-hmm. are farmers and gardeners changing what they plant now? Are they adapting to climate change?
In my limited awareness of what is going on, is the answer is absolutely yes. The University of Minnesota has a lovely arboretum and horticultural society, and they have changed our zone, I think. I think it's larger than the University of Minnesota, but our zones are changing too, where we're able to plant more things that were not even conceivable
right
in my life, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they're also, you know, the University of Minnesota came out with a cultivar for forsythia, which is usually, you know, like dogwood only in the south, but they came up with a cultivar that is Minnesota hardy, which I used to have actually. But that's kind of not really answering your question, but absolutely the zones are changing. And we just saw on the television, David just saw, and it stuck with him because of my possum problem, that on Channel 2, they were talking about how the possum migration, everything's coming north because it's warm here. You know, it's warmer here. Mm-hmm. And the temperatures are allowing for this migration of formerly southern, you know, species, you know, I don't know to say, but even possums were never here before.
Really?
You know? Right. We never had, possums are brand new to us as far as a predator problem.
So,
it's almost heard of, except for now it's like, yeah, so-and-so had them too. And it's not just raccoons anymore. We've got possum issues. Possums are coming. There's a migration.
So people are migrating. Animals are migrating.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's changing because the weather is changing.
Exactly. Exactly. And this, you know, we have had snow in April before. I don't know ever having this kind of snow in April. This is a full-on blizzard with 12 plus inches of snow. Mm-hmm. You know, that's lasting 2 days. That's pretty crazy. It has to do with climate change. It has to do with the patterns of weather in the ocean, you know, and how mm-hmm. these air masses come together. And because that's what our meteorologists all talk about, even though we're sitting here in the middle of the continent, meteorologists all talk about what's happening in the ocean. And if mm-hmm. this stays the same in the ocean as it's happening right now, this is what we can expect in 5 days or 4 days mm-hmm. or whatever. So, yeah, it's, I mean, I certainly am a believer in climate change and that it's not a very good thing. I mean, it's so sad. The ice caps are falling off and the populations of wildlife in the Antarctic, the poles are dying.
Mm-hmm. And so many people have to move because of drought.
That too. Yeah. Landslides, drought. I mean, drought and then fire, then mudslides. And it's just, it's a very scary cycle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And yet, for us gardeners, we are seeing benefits in that we have a longer growing season, or we can grow things that we couldn't grow before. It's very odd. Yeah. Right? Nature true. Is not fair. Even though it's beautiful, and sometimes it really makes sense. A lot of times it really makes sense. You know, the cycle of nature, I find a lot of solace in the predictability of nature. And yet sometimes it's so unpredictable.
Yeah, I couldn't have predicted this one. But, you know, my growing season certainly isn't going to be extra long this year, but it is most years. I can't explain the snow in April. I mean, it doesn't sound like climate change to me, but it is, you know. It's certainly not global warming. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's not warming because we have snow, but that's really not the point. The point is these air masses that come from far, far away and collide and bring cold from the northeast and collides with what's happening coming from the south. I mean, Grace is just in Chicago, which isn't that really that far south of here. They're just having driving rain, you know. Mm-hmm. In northern Minnesota's got no precipitation at all. It's just this crazy little swath. I'm not very scientific.
Dreams.
Yeah.
And in very small places often.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess that is, you know, what comes of it. Global warming, climate change, and all of that.
So do you and your family make any changes in your day-to-day life to try to improve the situation? I mean, do you think we can have an effect?
I know that we can have an effect, but it doesn't feel like it when you go to large places that don't recycle or that, you know, don't seem to be tending the earth. We recycle every shred, we compost, on the other hand, you know, I just got a diesel tractor, but I'm not going to be driving it, you know, 24/7. The reason I got the tractor is because I want to grow my own food and, mm-hmm. You know, not have to ship it in. I think there's this huge give and take with your carbon footprint, emissions, what it takes to get what you need to feel like you're living a healthy life. You know, there's a give and take. Like I said, I just bought a tractor. It's a diesel tractor, which I think is worse emissions than anything else. It's not electric. It's not a solar powered tractor. So, you know, I can't say, I don't believe I'm hypocritical, but there are just certain things that me as a one man show, I need so that I can grow food that I'm happy giving my family that doesn't have herbicides and pesticides and all of that. We are actually also, to answer your question, looking into geothermal heating for the house to, you know, be a more careful steward of the planet and careful about what kinds of energy we use to heat the house.
Mm-hmm.
We're interested in solar power. We already have solar powered lights outside. Like on the hen house, they're motion detected solar powered lights. Mm-hmm. So at nighttime when I walk up, or if a predator were to walk up to the hen house and try to get in the door, let's just say the light would come on. And a lot of nocturnal predators don't like light at all, so they would leave, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But also for our own safety, the light on the garage is that way. We just got, instead of the mercury lights, our agricultural electric co-op is now replacing all the mercury lights with LED to save mm-hmm. energy. Let's see, what else do me and my family do? I don't know. I guess we do what we can, and with our limited awareness of what's really possible,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're kind of, I think we're doing okay. We're not radical about it. We don't drive an electric vehicle. But
yeah, I'm sometimes inspired by those people that are radical, you know, that go for a year or more and they can put all their trash, you know, in their hand or something. I can't do that, but I do try to compost everything I can. Mm-hmm. And I just bought a whole new pound of red wiggler worms.
Fantastic.
Excited about worms, you know, the things we get excited about, right?
Totally. Vermiculture. Yeah. Oh, and I'm really excited about donating what I'm not using and so that it can be put to use by other people. Just things be reused. We're not, and we like, the other thing that my family and I think we do is we buy quality items that are not throwaway items. We're not loving the throwaway culture, like fashion and all that sort of thing. And we love Goodwill. We love to thrift shop and we love to donate to Goodwill because recycling is definitely a benefit to the earth.
Yeah, I do too.
To go back to answering your question one more time. Yeah, recycling things is important and not throwing it out.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we've been doing these things for quite a while, but it's good to talk about now and then because then you get re-inspired or you think, mm-hmm. oh, God, I've kind of slacked off on that. I need to, you know, get back to cleaning out my closet or.
So anyway, I am so, yeah, that's why this winter thing, this blizzard thing is just like, it's amazing. It's bizarre. It's kind of amusing, but it's certainly not just a downer. Wow.
Because your needs are met.
Because my needs are met. I'm warm. I have company. I have food. It's all good. And I get to talk to you.
I know. And I love it that we got to talk again.
I know, me too.
So thanks again for being my guest on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. I hope that we've come up with something worth sharing with your listeners.
You've been listening to Conversations with Kate. When you become part of the community, you'll have access to transcripts and lesson guides that clue you in to connected and conversational speech that will help you communicate with less stress in English. Visit www.conversationswithkate.net to join our ever-growing community of intermediate to advanced English language learners. Special thanks to my friend Aaron Burdett for our music. You can learn about Aaron and his music on my blog. This is Kate. Remember that every day is a gift. I'm honored that you spent some of your precious time with me. Thank you for listening. Until next time.